Han and Lando sat side by side on the catamaran's bridge, Lando with the old-fashioned wheel in hand, the mainsails fluffed, iced drinks in the cup holders. The ship was doing a good speed through pellucid water, the sun brilliant gold and easing toward the horizon. To all sides rose steep-sided islands, lush with foliage and rimmed with beaches of white sand.
"I notice you got an auxiliary motor," Han said.
"Solar. Imagine me becalmed."
"I can't."
Han peeled his shirt off and luxuriated in the warmth of the sun.
"Nature's not so bad when you get used to it."
He gazed into the sky.
"Amazing to think that people used to live like this."
"A lot still do. You could if you wanted to."
Han dismissed the idea.
"You know me. I can't sit still."
Lando fell silent for a moment.
"You two doing all right?"
Han understood.
"We're beginning to. I try not to think about it. Having Amelia's made a big difference."
"And Jaina?"
"Doing well."
"Back in the fold?"
"With one foot, anyway."
Lando didn't pursue the point.
"You're on the level about tracing the history of the Falcon?"
Han nodded.
"It started out as Amelia's idea, but I'm all in now. It's something we can all do together. And while there's still a chance of locating some of the old owners, the guy you want her from, for instance."
"Six Truvy," Lando said.
"That's the name I've been trying to remember."
Lando snorted a laugh.
"He had the wildest swings in luck. One year he'd be flush, the next he'd be pawning his chrono for a hot meal. Card players used to call him Glass Eye because once he began to lose, you could practically read his mind. I don't have to tell you that that doesn't always mean much with Sabacc. Not with the randomizer. But when he was cornered, you knew what his whole cards were. He was desperate when he used the Falcon as a marker. Actually felt bad about winning it. For about 2 heartbeats. Just the way I'm sure you felt when you took the Falcon from me."
Han loosed a plosive laugh.
"I know you still believe I outplayed you, but I was as surprised as anyone that you were bluffing. You're just sorry about losing her."
Lando compressed his lips.
"How many times do we have to go over this before you're willing to concede that you didn't win the Falcon because I never bet her? I don't begrudge you winning the hand. I begrudge your claiming that you won her when my marker was simply for one of the ships on my lot. I could have reneged, you know. Anyone on Nar Shadda would have understood my side of it."
"There were plenty of witnesses who heard you say any ship on your lot."
Lando shook his head in irritation.
"My biggest mistake was leaving the Falcon behind and trying to make an impression by arriving at Bespin on the Queen of Empire."
The glower they traded evaporated into laughter.
"It's official,"
Han said, wiping a tear from his eye.
"We've both become a couple of old coots."
Lando nodded.
"We'd better drop the subject before I capsize us."
"Good idea. But at least we can remember that far back."
Han paused.
"You have any idea where Six Truvy is now?"
"I actually heard from him when I was operating the Belt Runner. I've no idea where he is now, but I'm sure we can find out."
"Lando,"
Tendra called from the boat's spacious deck.
"We want to go swimming."
She gestured to one of the islands. Lando saluted and turned the big wheel through his hands, making for an isolated cove.